Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we return and we are going to talk about the Gospel Coalition and can they be defeated? Can the Gospel Coalition be defeated by an alternative direct competitor? And that's what we're going to be exploring today. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at our Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. But the least you can do is like this video and subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Now, the inspiration for this video started with an interview that Steve Dace did last week on his show. And it led to me writing this article, is creating the alternatives to the Gospel Coalition even possible? And one of the most prominent alternatives to the Gospel Coalition emerging appears to be Clear Truth Media. And we're going to talk about this article written by Jamie Bambrick, who is a pretty good YouTuber, by the way. I like the stuff that he puts out. So we're going to talk about that. And I do want to just say up front, I like Steve Dace. I like Clear Truth Ministries and the stuff that they're doing. And I'm not trying to discourage anyone. The only people I don't like in this video are the Gospel Coalition, which we'll get to in a second. So this is a clip from the Steve Dace show where he kind of takes aim at discernment ministries. And I just think he levels some unfair criticism of discernment ministries. Now, this is just me speaking as a discernment blogger myself, something of the kind. And I think Steve Dace is just creating a false juxtaposition where none really needs to exist. So here we go.
Holiday week with everything going on. So Bob Vanderplas will join us at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, Stephen Whitlow is going to join us. He is part of a new effort that includes our good friend Megan Basham over at Daily Wire, of essentially attempting to do to the evangelical church. I want to make sure I'm try to narrow down what this means, Todd, correct me on this, but they're basically attempting to do to the evangelical church what, when we first started Conservative Review many, many years ago, attempted to do to the Republican Party, okay? Hold it accountable from the right, essentially.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but I think you just nailed it, yeah.
And that's essentially what they're trying to do to the evangelical church, which is hold it accountable from the angle of orthodoxy and not from relevance and not from popularity. And because we used to have publications like Christianity Today that used to do this decades ago. Now it's Christianity. Then it became Christianity Seldom, and now it's Christianity Never. Okay. And this used to be what the Gospel Coalition used to do. And now it's the Woke Coalition. Right. And so they're essentially trying to step into that breach. And yeah, it's very much needed. And I think it also needs to be across denominational lines to do this, because we have some people that do it, but that do it well to some degree. But they also basically...
So I want to pause right here, is because this is where you kind of take the shot at the sermon bloggers, which I think is not in line because I don't believe that I directly compete with the Gospel Coalition. I don't believe some of the outlets that he's mentioned, like Christianity Today, was also not a direct competitor of the Gospel Coalition. I would view myself as more of a competitor to Christianity Today or the Christian Post. Christian news outlets specifically, and I would put Protestia in the same category, they should be viewed in comparison to news outlets that service a Christian audience. They should not really be compared to the Gospel Coalition. These are separate categories. And I'll get to why in a sec. I'll further elaborate on that in a second.
You know, like there's one site we all like and follow that has some great clips, but they also are hardcore, like hardcore cessationist Calvinists. And so basically everybody other than John MacArthur and his style of preaching is heresy. Okay. And so there needs to be a broader coalition of people looking at this as opposed to just one angle and perspective on things, because everybody is accountable to small o orthodoxy. And so we're going to introduce you to that effort coming up next hour. And then.
So that's a clip that I wanted to share. And it's going to introduce, you know, Clear Truth and the work that they're doing. So he also does go on to ask Steve Whitlow of Clear Truth Media. He goes on that type of rant again and then asks Steve Whitlow a question. Steve Whitlow doesn't really join in the dunking on discernment ministries, which I think is wise on his part. But it does go to show there's a few things that I take issue with Steve's approach. And also, you know, there's a whole lot of people that think we can just create an alternative to the Gospel Coalition. And I really don't think that's the case. I don't think it's that simple, to be honest. So the Gospel Coalition is a very large ministry. We've covered this before on the Evangelical Dark Web. I've told you about the rankings of online Christian ministries or online faith and spirituality. I'm using the technical, you know, the jargon of the people who rank websites and the categorization that they use. And the Gospel Coalition is like top 50. They are huge in this space. They dominate this space. I know that Got Questions is large. They're probably the largest that's not a Bible app. And then you have Desiring God, which is actually larger than the Gospel Coalition. But the Gospel Coalition, you know, having those two in front of them, you know, Got Questions having the best search engine optimization in this space, and the Gospel Coalition's in third place behind them, like, that's an incredible feat. So that's how big the Gospel Coalition is, and we have to recognize that. We have to recognize what it is we're talking about destroying here. Can a new upstart just take that down? Are they the blockbuster that comes and falls to the Netflix? Which, by the way, took much longer than people think it did. I believe, you know, it was over 25 years ago or whatever that they mailed their first DVD or whatever. So Netflix was around quite a bit before they took out Blockbuster. But is it possible? So we're going to talk about this and what ingredients are needed to take down the Gospel Coalition. So I want to provide encouragement, even though I have my doubts about the efforts of Clear Truth Media or their ability to succeed. And I say this as someone who's very entrepreneurial. I'm examining their strengths, weaknesses, the pitfalls that they're going to run into as well. So I'm a founder of Discernment Ministry, and that's kind of how I begin the article. And I'm greatly familiar with organizations like the Gospel Coalition and their pernicious influence on the church. I'm also, you know, very, as I said, keenly aware on how large certain internet ministries are. So Clear Truth Ministries media has emerged as the latest attempt to supplant the Gospel Coalition with overtly Christian content. And they have some excellent personnel involved. Like, this ministry has, you know, even looking at the bylines here, Michael Foster, John Root, I like him for sure. Chase Davis puts out some good things. And as I mentioned before, Jamie Bambrick. Like, they got a pretty good cast of characters here. And I'm excited for the stuff that they're going to put out. But taking down the Gospel Coalition being their focus, which, you know, they're using it for marketing purposes here, and I don't blame them. So Jamie Brambrick writes this article, and I kind of cannot relate to him in this article because he's very, you know, he's very enthusiastic about what the Gospel Coalition used to be, and apparently it was very influential in his faith. I do not share that sentiment. I kind of am under the impression that the Gospel Coalition was always bad. Let's just look at the two founders of the Gospel Coalition.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Tim Keller was a, you know, theological liberal. I would say he was a false teacher. He endorsed false gospels. We covered that with his, you know, Stephen Colbert clip where he called that a gospel presentation or something similar. He, you know, held the cloak of mass murderers like Francis Collins of the NIH. This guy was pretty bad. He was all, you know, very woke. He was woke. He never went woke. He always was woke. So Tim Keller was a theological liberal, and I mean that in the oldest of terms. He did not believe in inerrancy because he was a hardcore theistic evolutionist. So therefore, he's not an inerrantist. And then Don Carson, or D.A. Carson, as he's often known as, was one of the most influential people in undermining biblical sexuality this century. You know, you want to talk about who are the godfathers of side B theology as we know it today, the teaching that homosexual desires and identity are not sin. It would be Don Carson of the Gospel Coalition. He endorsed the work of Mark Yarhouse early on. He also endorsed Greg Coles's book. So this dynamic duo was already bad. This was doomed to fail or doomed to suck from the start, from the get, because the personnel was a problem. And then you look at, you know, past members of their council, including, you know, people like Al Mohler, when Al Mohler was being pretty liberal back in the day. And he's seemingly flip-flop, but I digress. We can get it. And Russell Moore, I believe, was also related in this, in the Gospel Coalition as well. He used to write for the Gospel Coalition. He was writing Cringe back in 2009, where he talked about Jesus having AIDS. So the Gospel Coalition was never good. And that's something I wanted to highlight. And that's a sharp disagreement that I would have with Jamie Bambrick in his article. So I would say that the Gospel Coalition was never good. Bambrick and company set out to compete, using their core competency. This is the core competency of Clear Truth Media, and I'm speaking entrepreneurially at the moment. They are able to organize Christian talent. But they lack, but I'm skeptical because they lack the, do they have the ingredients to grow to a big EVA-sized entity? The Gospel Coalition was founded with celebrities. Desiring God was founded with celebrities. Grace to You was founded with celebrity. All these major ministries had celebrity Christianity behind them. But we are never going to see a celebrity pastor again, in my opinion. We're never going to see another Billy Graham level of widespread name recognition when it comes to celebrity pastors. Doug Wilson and his, you know, again, much smaller ministry than the Gospel Coalition. And Doug Wilson's a pretty big name, as well as Grace to You is not nearly up to the Gospel Coalition size. So even some of the largest megachurch pastors that we can muster as a movement of people that are on our side, and I'm using that term broadly, they do not compete toe-to-toe with the Gospel Coalition. So there's two things that make the Gospel Coalition as large as it is. The most important is its email list. Clear Truth Media needs to jump on their email list. They need to grow that sucker. They need to inject steroids and human growth hormones into their email list and get that thing as fat as it can, as quickly as it can. That's what they need to do. They need to get their, they need to get pastors to get their church members on that list and stuff like that. If they want to compete with the Gospel Coalition, they need to get that email list so swole. Because the Gospel Coalition has done that. They have a very large email list because they're not crushing it on social media. And they're not crushing it on search engine optimization either. Their bread and butter is email list. So that's what Clear Truth Media really needs to do to compete with the Gospel Coalition in terms of web traffic. And I put a mathematical equation in here, just a thought exercise. If they have, for instance, 200,000 email subscribers and 10,000 clicks a day come from each newsletter they send out, which is extremely low, by the way. That's a very bad return on click impression rate. They would still crush the traffic of their competitors. Even with that low of a click rate, they would crush their competitors. The second key advantage of the Gospel Coalition is their high-rolling legacy donors. The Gospel Coalition receives massive amounts of grants from various family foundations. These are like legacy family foundations. If these people do not know what they are funding by now, where would they yet be struck? Like if these, I'm going to assume that they're old people who have lots of money and they give them to various Christian causes. Like some of these people will give to the, you know, Alliance Defending Freedom and then give to the Gospel Coalition. So they're just donating to large, prominent Christian ministries. If these people don't know what the Gospel Coalition is, they're not going to figure it out. And I just don't think they're going to figure it out. So these upstarts need to go after these high-rolling legacy donors. And guess what? When it comes to high-rolling legacy donors who know what time it is, there's a lot of people that want their money. It's going to be hard to compete for their attention because the high-rolling legacy donor, or not legacy, they wouldn't be a legacy donor. The high roller who's based and know what time it is, there's not a whole lot of those people. And a lot of organizations need their money. It is a hard, it's hard to sell because they have all the leverage as the donor. Because they can put their money and use it very effectively. And you have to convince them that you're the most effective means to give their money to. That's hard. That is difficult. But that is what Clear Truth Media has set out to do. And I wish them luck on that. So The juxtaposition between these upstarts and the Gospel Coalition is necessary for marketing. However, one can easily argue that the Gospel Coalition was never good, so setting out to replace them is far too low an ambition. Rather, these ministries should set out to be what the Gospel Coalition never was and more. That's how I conclude the article. And again, I'm a discernment blogger. I've gone into the space, but I am not a direct competitor of Clear Truth Media. I'm a direct competitor to Protestia. And me and, you know, David Morrill from Protestia are buddies in this space. Like, we're pretty friendly with each other. We've been on each other's live streams and stuff. So that's my, you know, business advice. But, you know, take it for what it's worth. But if you want to take down the Gospel Coalition, if you want to supplant the Gospel Coalition, you need those two things. That's hard to get. It's going to take a lot of work. And I hope they're prepared to do that work. They got some talent. And that could be more exciting. But they're not the first people to ever do it. And that's kind of what irked me about the Steve Dace clip there. And I like Steve Dace. But Clear Truth Media is not the first people to set out to supplant the Gospel Coalition. And they might not even be the last either. My opinion, I think the sermon ministries are more useful. That's why I do that and not what they do. So let me know what you think about what I think. My name's Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.